Work and being a PA is but a part of who you are and what you bring to the table as a person. I hope that you find these strategies valuable and actionable in your journey to be more present and make it harder for work to pull you away from your life, that you're building boundaries and walls that insulate you and your life from work.
Welcome to The PA Is In, the show created by PAs for PAs, where codependency with your supervising physician is a thing of the past, optimal team practice is the future, and physician associate has taken the place of physician assistant as the professional title of choice. I'm Tracy Bingaman, and I'm obsessed with redefining what success as a PA looks like and what it feels like. Here you'll find the mindset shifts, systems, and processes I use to escape healthcare burnout and integrate my work into my life. Work-life balance is a myth, and an integrated life where you thrive professionally, not a balancing act, is the goal here. My mission is to help you to grow into a unicorn PA who loves their job, has abundant energy, time to spare, and work-optional financial freedom. The PA is in. If you only take one sheet of paper to your next negotiation, let it be the PA Pay One Sheet. It's a tool designed to walk you through setting up the ideal outcomes, assessing the situation you are negotiating in, and it even includes a reminder of which negotiation skills you can use. Stop what you are doing. Download the One Sheet, print it out, fill it out, and literally bring it to the table with you when you are negotiating next. It's designed specifically to work in healthcare settings wherever you are. You can use the PA One Sheet to get the best deal, the biggest raise, and to help your confidence walking into your next negotiation. Head to www.tracybingaman.com/one, that's O-N-E, to download your free copy of the PA Pay One Sheet and start prepping for your next negotiation today. It's linked in the show notes, but in case you missed it, it's at www.tracybingaman.com/O-N-E. Email and in-baskets, love them or hate them, or love to hate them, they exist. And honestly, they will likely never stop being a part of what it means to practice medicine in the 21st century. As we work on building effective boundaries between work and the rest of our lives, it's important to look at how things like email and in-basket tasks impact our lives. Here's what I've noticed about insulating myself from technology, notifications, and constant reminders about work, and how you can leverage these strategies to fully unplug and be present in your life today. But before we get started, here is the PA Is In review of the week. This is a 5-star review, our favorite kind of review, and it's titled Love This Podcast. As an emergency med PA, this podcast speaks to me. Tracy has done such an amazing job of representing PAs as the amazing professionals that we are and encouraging us to negotiate well and show up with class. Love the vibe and the advice. Keep it up, Tracy. My favorite reviews are the reviews that give me a little boost of encouragement. This podcast is a lot of work to produce every week, and I love when you guys say keep up the good work as a part of your reviews. These reviews, truly, they mean the world to me. I check them every week, and I adore when you take the time to leave us feedback. This also helps other PAs to find the show. Bonus points if you leave us 5 stars and drop some emojis in your review. Head over to iTunes, leave a review, and maybe you'll hear your review on an upcoming episode of The PA Is In. So before we dive into this topic of insulating yourself from notifications, email, in-baskets, and all of the tasks that you have to do on a regular basis, I want you to think about how's it going so far? How are these things impacting your life? Do you feel like you're bringing charting or in-basket messages home on a regular basis? Does the number of unread messages in your email inbox make you start to sweat? The more pings and dings that our computers and phones make, things like email, in-basket, Tiger text, your pager beeping, phone calls, and more, the less present we are in the moment we want to be living in. Basically, I want you to take a moment to check in and see how often your work is distracting you from your life. Think about times when you were outside of your normal work hours, but being distracted by the work information flooding into your phone. Another factor to think about is the mental load of work.
Sometimes it's not the notifications, but rather that ever-present running to-do list that's scrolling through your mind. You're thinking about the patients that you saw, the notes that you have pending, or your upcoming shifts at work. How much is this affecting you outside of work time? Be honest as you reflect on whether or not you're effectively able to unplug and dim that chatter of your work mental load to be present. So here are 4 strategies to implement to help insulate yourself from work outside of work hours. Strategy number 1, delete your work email app. That Outlook app or whatever app your work email comes in that brings your email to the home screen of your phone with that little number that's daunting and taunting you from the corner of the app to denote how many unread messages you have sitting in your inbox. Delete it. I know this first strategy might make you feel slightly tachycardic and you're feeling a bit panicked. Maybe you even thought something like, but what if someone needs to get a hold of me for something urgently and I can't check my email on my phone? Let's break down and break through some of these objections. You can share with your team that you're deleting the email app from your phone and you'll only be checking email from your laptop or from a work PC or your laptop at work during specifically designated times. You can let them know that if they need to change the schedule or notify you of something urgent, that they should use other channels like texting or even calling you directly. So my first piece of advice when it comes to building walls that are heavily insulated from work is to stop having your email be so accessible from your mobile device. We know your phone is often on you or in your pocket, so taking away that email access, that easy email access from your home screen, is going to make it so you spend less time in that email inbox. Strategy 2, utilize the Do Not Disturb feature. Do you have Tiger Text at your organization or another app that is a secure messaging platform that swooped in and replaced pagers and texting and phone calls and maybe even some of your email communication? So if you don't have it, it's a way to communicate with other providers in your network that's HIPAA compliant, and it's oh so easy and convenient because it's on your phone. And as we said, your phone is always on you. I remember being so excited to turn in my pager. To be honest, I didn't even want to turn it in. I wanted to throw that indestructible heap of plastic out a moving car window on the interstate just to see what would happen when it hit the road. And so I turned in my pager. Our organization went to Tiger Text. We had this period where we had Tiger Text and pager, and then we turned in our pagers, Tiger Text only. We took off the training wheels and went straight to Tiger Text. I was excited not to have to carry that clunky, outdated beeper around on the waist of my scrubs anymore, but it was replaced by something even more evil, even more invasive, and even more sinister, Tiger Text. So the problem is not Tiger Text in and of itself. The problem is that Tiger Text is probably on your personal phone. The one that you take with you when you leave the office or hospital, the same phone that you have when you're pulling it out to take a picture of your family on vacation, when you are decidedly off the clock and not responsible for call or any random clinical or logistical questions from anyone in your organization. So, Tiger Text has a do not disturb function. I want you to start using it. I want you to turn it off when your shift is over or when you're off call or on the weekend or even on a weekday when you've taken the day off. Set it to do not disturb when you're traveling to that CME conference or out of the office or even if you leave early to take your kid to the dentist. This lets people who are trying to reach you know that you are unavailable. You can even often leave an away message. Who remembers those AOL Instant Messenger away messages that we used to write so that everyone who wanted to chat with us would know what we were up to? You can leave an away message to let people know who they can contact with urgent needs and when you'll be back online or on shift. Utilizing that Do Not Disturb function means that when people look you up, they see that you are not available and they don't expect for you to get back to them and they're not going to send you urgent clinical questions inside of Tiger Text. And honestly, if they do, they get a Do Not Disturb response that says, Tracy Bingaman is on Do Not Disturb. And then they can figure out who to contact, who's actually on call, or who can answer this urgent question that they have. Oftentimes their question isn't urgent. They've just decided that it's urgent inside of their own mind.
Time marches on, and as we age, we are losing collagen at a rate of 1-2% per year. Collagen is the single most abundant protein in our bodies, and it's necessary for healthy bones, radiant skin, resilient muscles, and well-functioning joints. To combat the loss of collagen, I've been using liquid BioCell oral collagen from Modere. I love this liquid collagen so much that I decided to partner with Modere to offer you $10 off your first order. Use the link in the show notes to redeem your discount today. Strategy 3, utilize an email autoresponder. You can do this when you're traveling or simply as an everyday practice to let those emailing you know when they can expect a response on your timeline. If you're a primarily clinical PA with certain days or times that you will be in your inbox, like your admin time, for example, let people know that. If you're looking for a funny one, you can head to oooogenerator.com. It's a HubSpot resource that lets you enter your start and end date of your out of office, the reason you'll be out of the office, and who to notify if there's something urgent the sender needs. Trust me, these things that they generate are hilarious and they're really funny. If that sounds too flippant for you or for your organization, if you'll be out of office, make sure that your autoresponder is on and includes these details: the dates that you'll be gone, a succinct reason for your absence, and appropriate points of contact for further assistance if a specific matter is urgent. So it could say your standard greeting. Mine's, hey there, your standard greeting. Thanks for your email. I'm currently out of the office until X date, plus or minus the reason that you'll be out if you feel comfortable sharing that. I'm looking forward to returning your message when I return. If you need anything in the meantime or have any urgent medical needs, please contact name and title of colleague at email or phone number, or please call 911, or please reach out to our office at this main number, and then you do your personal sign off. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. If you send us an email to themoneypa@gmail.com, you'll get an autoresponder reply back from me all the time, regardless of whether I'm on vacation or in the office. Here's what it says. It says, hey there, I'm currently walking the walk and creating clear boundaries. I know I'm supposed to say that for some reason right now I have limited access to email and won't be able to respond until a certain time, but that's not true. I want to live my life untethered from an email inbox, and you should try it. You might just love it. Most likely my phone will be with me and I could respond if I want to. That said, I'm right now either working on focused and productive work, spending time taking care of myself, or making memories with my family. If you'd like to be on my email list and get all the PA updates and encouragement, take the PA personality quiz here. Or if you're wondering just how burned out you are, you can take the burnout risk assessment here. So here it goes. I'm going to try something new. If your current email is urgent, if you need a response right now, and you have my cell phone number, feel free to contact me via gasp, phone call, or text message. Otherwise, if your request is non-urgent, I'll respond when I check email once a week on Mondays. If this is a pitch for a podcast guest on the PA is in, please expect 2 to 4 weeks for a reply, as we're receiving many more requests than we have slots for guest episodes. And then my sign off. Here is what this email autoresponder gives me. It gives me time to get back to people who are emailing me. It also decreases their expectations and level sets so that they can expect to hear from me when I'm going to get back to them. They're not expecting me to get back to them ASAP. It shares a little bit about my values and my personality, and it lets them know that I'm not sitting around waiting for an email from them and I'm not going to get back to them right away. Yes. I get that I can't have this as my autoresponder at work clinically as a PA, but you could do something similar at work. So say you're a clinical PA and you have a chunk of admin time. Your email autoresponder could sound like this. Greeting. I'm currently seeing patients. My admin block is Thursday afternoon. That's when I'll be spending time in my inbox and when you can expect to hear from me. If this is urgent, please contact my office manager or send me a tiger text or call my office at this phone number. If you have a clinical question, I welcome you to reach out using XYZ channel. So you're giving people options other than the email inbox to reach you if it truly is something urgent and they need something right away. And then your sign off. When people get this email autoresponder, they'll understand when they can expect to hear back from you. And it takes the pressure off of getting back to them right away.
Strategy number 4, turn off your notifications. This one is super powerful. If you drifted away while I was talking about email autoresponders, or you're in your in basket or inbox right now, come on back. If you're multitasking, I want you to give me your full attention. If you do just one thing from this episode, I want you to listen to what I'm about to say. Turn off your notifications on your cell. Yep, as many as possible. Email dings, pings from text, notifications from your EMR, and more. Anything that can distract you from your day, pull you out of a flow state, or take you out of the moment, deactivate that notification. Did you know that the average American spends 11 hours a day looking at a screen? And in any given day, we average 2,500 touches of a phone screen. And as a part of that, we get upwards of 60 to 70 notifications each day. Those are actually stats from an episode that I did years and years ago on how I slashed my screen time. What if you cut out all of those notifications that were related to work? And you can set up do not disturb or filter out those notifications during certain days or time frames so that you're not getting notifications about work things when you're not at work. Work to make it harder for those notifications to reach you when you're not on the clock. Each time those pings and dings happen, it's like putting a pin in the balloon of your focus and presence in the moment that you're in. So why does this stuff matter anyway? Work is amazing. And yes, it can feel like medicine and working in healthcare is our calling and our vocation. This doesn't necessarily mean that your entire life needs to be about work. When you're off, aim to be off and be less distracted during those moments. Remember, work and being a PA is but a part of who you are and what you bring to the table as a person. I hope that you find these strategies valuable and actionable in your journey to be more present and make it harder for work to pull you away from your life, that you're building boundaries and walls that insulate you and your life from work. If this episode resonated with you, I want you to scroll back and check the show notes and press play on episode 22 of this show. I published it way back in February of 2021. In that episode, I shared 10 things I did to slash my screen time by 40%. Tuning into that episode will help you to realize how much I've grown as a podcast host in the last 3+ years. But also to remind you that this is an ongoing journey and that this is something that I am honestly not that great at, but working on so that I can spend time present and focused in the moment and that you deserve to be present and focused in any given moment also. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to another episode of The PA Is In. If this episode resonated with you, if you felt like this episode was helpful, please take the opportunity to leave us a review on iTunes, 5 stars, and a little blurb about what you loved about the episode. Send it to a friend who also has an in-basket full of unread messages who needs a little encouragement to insulate themselves from work. That's all for today. This PA is out.
Congratulations, you've just joined an awesome club. By listening to a full episode of The PA Is In, you are officially on the Unicorn PA team. Welcome aboard. What most team members do is they subscribe to the podcast because that allows them to automatically get the latest episode of the show. The life of your dreams exists on the other side of taking action. Keep making small shifts and keep getting better. Your life will improve, your career will soar, and you will have the confidence you need to create your own success. I will see you in the next episode. This PA is out.